This is Kurt.
And I guess I'm Tracy.
And this is the MFGcast. You didn't like that voice, did you?
No.
Welcome to Maximum Fun with Gaming. We are the MFGcast. We're going to be talking about the Lords of Waterdeep.
Now that was like a radio voice. This is MFGcast. Maximum Fun with Gaming.
The Lords of Waterdeep.
Okay, now he's like, I don't know what that was.
I'm awesome. What's happening? What that is. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Well, actually, we're going to talk about the Lords of Waterdeep with the Skullport expansion and the, what is that other one called? Why can I never remember it?
It is, well, it actually, it you even named the expansion wrong. So it is.
What?
I'm going to look it up to call it correct. It is the Scoundrels of Skullport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that includes the, oh, what is it called? It's funny because it doesn't say it. It's here, so let me see. The Undermountain module and the Skullport module.
Module?
Yes, module.
Ooh, as I'm pushing up my glasses.
That's right.
Modules.
This game is from 2013. It's an old game, but
a goodie. Grady.
It was one of those that was made for a bit, and then it was not made anymore, or what do you call that when it's not something's unpublished? I don't know. It was unavailable.
They stopped producing it.
Yeah, and I think Renegade Games actually picked that up now. So now you can get it through them, which
really?
Is cool. Yep, Renegade Game Studios.
Who had it before?
Who had it before? It was Wizards of the Coast.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, which owns everything D&D. So let's talk about, like, something old school, which is always kind of fun to go back to. This is basically, like, this is your first game purchase, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 Which I was very proud. I'm like, first of all, you bought a game, an awesome board gamers game or whatever, hobby gamer game, but then it's also a fucking D&D game. I mean, come on. That's like my wheelhouse.
Yeah, he started crying. I had to hand him a box of Kleenexes and he was sobbing. And like, if you think of a cartoon character when their tears go flying out of the side of their head,
yes.
Like, can you picture that?
Mm-hmm.
That was you.
Mm-hmm. That was me.
Yeah, he was so tender.
I don't have to picture it. I was there.
You don't have to pinch
either. I don't have to pinch it either. No. Pinch it off. Good. Sorry. We're getting way off key here.
I wheezed on that one.
You sure did, Grandma. You wheezed.
Anyway, you were proud of me buying this game. Mm-hmm. I was so excited to buy this game. I could hardly handle it. Did I buy the expansions right away?
No,
I don't think so. I don't think so. But then, like, even as we had it, we've been so excited to just enhance this game.
Yeah.
And we've enhanced the cubes. They were cubes, right? See, we've enhanced it. No, they're cubes now still. We've moved they're guys. Help me. Talk me through this. They were cubes.
We moved them into meeples.
Then we moved them into these plastic figures, right?
No, we don't have those yet. We actually...
No, we got them.
Oh, we got them.
And then we didn't like them.
Yeah.
And so then we moved them back to the meeples because we didn't get rid of the meeples.
Yeah.
I think we didn't like the plastic figures because... Were they too big or no, they just...
I just think they looked
weird.
They
looked cheap or something.
Yes. They were cheap plastic guys.
Wooden meeples didn't... They weren't super fancy.
Yeah.
But I liked them better than these weird other dudes.
Yeah.
So we've done that and I think we at some point will be on a mission to try to find something wonderful to replace those meeples with.
Yeah, because I want them to actually be like, because they're supposed to be like warriors and clerics and rogues and stuff like that. Like, I want to find like actual like cool figurines that we could use for those instead.
Well, and I think that was cool. Our intent originally.
Yeah, heck yeah.
And then we bought the awesome, like, feels like real coins.
Yeah.
For the game, and that was a game changer. So if you play this game, you love this game, you like enhancing your games, buy them.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the... Oh, another thing I want to enhance on here too is, and we've talked about this, are the kind of like the crystal or the ruby coins or whatever they are.
That
go on the buildings. Yeah. I think we could just buy rubies that go on the buildings.
Heck yeah.
I think that would be sweet.
That would be cool.
And then another thing we enhanced for the Scoundrels of Skullport, did I say that right?
You got it.
Were the skulls.
Yeah.
I ordered them on Etsy from a shop in like Sweden or something. And these skulls are the most intricate, amazing skulls I've ever seen. They're like this really cool blue color. And they have, I think they're maybe acrylic printed or something like that. Like, they're solid.
Yeah.
But you can see all the little lines like a brain would have on the skulls. And they are like top notch.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember correctly, because we ordered them years ago, maybe...
Yeah.
Yeah. They came really fast, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially from overseas.
Yeah. They were. Awesome. They are amazing.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, another thing we also talked about, too, is because we have the main board and the Skullport board and the Undermountain board. We wanted to, like, get, like, a cloth, like, game board or whatever that had everything together so we wouldn't
like
have...
Like a neoprene board?
Yeah, so then we didn't have to always, like, try to shove all the game boards into the box because the box itself, we even upgraded. We've got the...
Broken Token.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about that company because that company sucks.
I know, but we did but it before.
We got the... Yeah, the...
The sorter.
Yeah, the separated sections or whatever. Yeah. But yeah.
But the box is ready to explode.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it'd be nice to be able to, you know, get that neoprene mat and maybe it'd be a little bit easier to fit that stuff
but
in there.
But we found the last time we played it, because since it hit the table for game night one night, we played it, what, like two more times since then?
Yeah.
It sat on our table for a few weeks,
yeah.
I think. But I did look on Etsy and I did find one mat that would accommodate those two modules.
Nice.
And I showed it to you. I think we liked it.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that now.
So, and it gets a lot of good ratings on it. So that would be really cool to get that.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
But
it's always been...
I love this game.
Yeah. It's always been a fun game. Like, it's a fun worker placement. It, I feel like the standalone game itself is fun, but you don't score as many points in the original as much as you do if you have the Scoundrels of Skullport expansion. But then again, sometimes it gets kind of obnoxious because some of the cards are so many points that you're just like, okay, this is a little too much.
Well, but you have to work really hard for them.
Yes.
But it's not all about how many points you score either. But I mean, I think
that's what the whole point of the game is, to score the most points and win, though.
But I think adding the extra modules on it gives you more spots to go to.
Yeah.
I think that's why I like it. I don't really care if you're going to score 40 points on a quest or something like that. I think that it makes it nice because you have the ability to be able to offer more spots to go. Because I feel like with the base base expansion,
mm-hmm.
the base game, you run out of spots.
Yeah.
Until you get a card or an entry card that allows you to pick up your character and, like, move him somewhere else or, like, move it to another spot that somebody's at or something like that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, it gets hard because you might go somewhere, and you still do if you have played the expansions, but I feel like there's there seems to be always a spot where you can go and do something else.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it makes it even much more wide open.
Yeah. Well, also with adding the Skullport module that has
Scoundrels of Skullport. Somebody once told me it was called that.
That's the whole thing, but I meant like the actual module of Skullport, you butthole. But like, you know, with the skulls that we talked about, that, you know, depending upon how many skulls you have during the game and how many skulls other people have, you also get negative points, which is something you don't normally get in Lords of Waterdeep. So that in itself kind of breaks the game a little bit. But then also with that expansion, Scoundrels of Skullport, you are...
Thank you.
It's also adding a lot of intrigue cards that are like really like attacking other people and, you know, giving them more of the those mandatory quests and stuff like that. And, you know, it does a little more interaction where it, you know, it's not just the standard game where you're just kind of doing this.
Doing your own thing.
Yeah.
But also it adds and adjusts some of the quest cards too, where you might complete this glorious quest, but you might end up with skulls at the end of it.
Yes.
Instead of collecting more like orange cubes or something like that, you might have to do skulls.
Yeah.
But then there's some where you finish a quest and then you get rid of, didn't you have those?
Oh yeah.
Where you got rid of some of your skulls. Mm-hmm. So like they've built it in so that there's ways for you to get rid of them, but then you also collect them if you're going to get more points. So you have to kind of weigh the pros and cons, whether or not you want to get X amount of points for this quest, because you're going to potentially get 10 points for those skulls.
Yeah, for the negative. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's definitely really well thought out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. I kind of wish they would do another expansion.
I was thinking that too.
And even though they probably don't need it, I think it would be so awesome if they just did something else. Because this game is so fun to play. You know, again, it's the thing like you would see in a D&D game. You go out to complete certain quests. You know, some of the evil people or whatever backstab other people. You do spells and blah, blah, blah. That kind of thing. It's like, it's got that kind of theme within that game, you know.
Do they have pirates in D&D?
They do, yes.
Could it be like Pirates of Penzance? I'm just kidding.
I don't know if you want that.
It could be like, pirates.
Yeah. Well, again,
is that like a... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of things you could do. You know, you could do certain themes, like you could do like warlocks where they have certain spells, or you can do, you know.
All I could think of was pirates.
Pirates. Yep.
But I'm not a D&Der. That's why Kurt was so like tickled that I bought this game.
Yeah.
Tickled. Were you tickled?
I was tickled. Yes.
Tickled.
Yeah. It's just one of those that I feel like it's a classic. It plays well, no matter if you're playing two players, if you're playing, I think it plays up to five, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I mean, even though at the more players you play, the less spots that are available. But like, again, it's just like any game. Like even me and Tracy are playing, we get one extra meeple compared to other people when we first start off the game. So like, we're still taking up spaces. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be harder to do certain things unless you like grab some of the buildings that, you know, where that you can go have another space to go to get some other, you know, certain class characters or, you know, entry cards or quests or gold coins or whatever.
Well, and I feel like this game, though it may feel intimidating to some people who are like new to the hobby, I feel like it passes that threshold a little bit to kind of push those who might be a little bit insecure on going a little bit farther.
Yeah.
To go a little bit farther.
Oh yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I
think you're completely correct on that.
And maybe that's why I was so excited by it, because I was like, I'm a real girl now.
Yeah. Well, and it's a thing where it's like you don't have to see it in its theme if you don't want to. You could
and
just
I
be
don't
like,
see it in its theme.
You could just be like, I need three of these purple meeples to complete this quest. I need 5 coins, 4 of these rogues, and 2 of these clerics or whatever to complete this quest, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, and when I originally learned how to play it, I learned how to play it at a game night at my old job.
Yeah.
And the guy who taught it was really into calling all the cubes what they were. So he'd be like, okay, so you need a warrior, you need a rogue, and you need a cleric, and you need a knight. Is knight one of them? No.
No, it's warrior, it's wizard, cleric. Boy, I can't remember the other two. Oh, why am I having a moment?
Wait, you got purple is what?
Purple is wizard.
Wizard.
Yep.
Cleric is white.
Yep.
Warrior is orange.
Yep.
What's black?
That is a rogue.
Rogue. And what's the other color? That's it.
Oh, that is it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we just.
So, but every single time he'd be like, so you need 2 rogues? And I'd be like, I don't know. I need 2. Are they black?
Yes.
2 black cubes. And he'd be like, okay, you need 2 rogues. And I tried to learn the different names that he called them because I was like, then I don't have to be like, I want this color cube and I want this color cube.
Yeah. It's funny because even though I know all of them, I still sometimes will do that. I'll be like, what are these? I almost feel like we should get we should make little placards and put them in the spots and then we know exactly what they are.
Well, but if we're going to replace them with something else, oh, we still need to know what they are, I guess.
Yes, we would still know. Yeah.
Yeah. Now tonight, what I'm going to do is be on a mission to look and see if I can find someone who is glorious and made some characters.
Yeah.
Or I can maybe ping one of my 3D print friends and see if they can 3D print some majestic. Yeah, they're going to be glorious and majestic.
Yes, that's right.
Characters.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, man. I know just the one to ping. Potentially.
Yeah. That would be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you haven't played this game already, you should find somebody that you know that has it and play it. Or if this sounds even a little interesting to you, I guarantee you buy the base game, you get the expansion. The expansion, you're going to be ecstatic about it, cuz it is a really it's literally, I think it's in my top 5.
Or if you live by us.
Yes.
Because if you're local to us, because you know who we are and you want to play, just reach out.
We'll hook you up.
Yeah. We'll give you the intro and then you'll be like, this is the gateway to all the glorious inner workings of the mind. And then you'll be like, sweet.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, go to your local game store or hit up Renegade Game Studios online. You can buy it there as well. Yeah. So I think we've talked this up pretty good. So hopefully you'll be excited about it. So until next time, I'm Kurt.
And I'm Tracy.
And this was the MFG Cast.
Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.